And we are back this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio. And as promised, it is time for our Super Bowl preview, Seahawks and the Broncos. And we have invited a very special guest who knows exactly what it takes to get into the winner's circle. That, of course, is the legendary, the great Dan Reeves. You add it all up, he spent a total of 23 years coaching for the Broncos, the Giants, and the Falcons. And oh, by the way, was the NFL Coach of the Year in 93. He played or coached in a record 9 Super Bowls, 5 with the Cowboys, 3 with Denver, and 1 with Atlanta. It is such a pleasure to welcome in this evening Dan Reeves. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great, Elisa. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing wonderful down here in Houston, and we're going to get right to it because the table is set for Super Bowl 48. It features two outstanding teams. Seattle, of course, brings the top defense. The Broncos, the top offense. It's an intriguing matchup on many different levels. Dan, what are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I tell you, I'm looking forward to it because it is a tremendous challenge for Peyton Manning. He's had such an outstanding year in the regular season and now has, you know, made it to the Super Bowl as far as the playoffs go and just has played, you know, unbelievably well. And now he's going to go up against the number one defense. And, you know, throughout my career and when I was a player and through coaching, he always said, you know, you win with defense. Well, this is going to be the ultimate test. You know, for a great defense in Peyton Manning. So I can't wait to see exactly what's going to transpire.
Well, Dan, throughout your incredible head coaching career, you've had the opportunity to work with some outstanding quarterbacks. Your time in Denver, of course, John Elway. Just express the respect, the admiration you have for Peyton Manning and just the sense of urgency that he has played with at 37 years of age.
Well, it's incredible, you know, to go through the injury that he had, to make it back from that, that's a tremendous accomplishment in itself. But to play at the level that he's played and to take the personnel that he had when he got to Denver and make them so much better. I mean, there are some good players there, but to make them so much better just shows you, you know, what a great quarterback can do for a team.
Well, this is Peyton Manning's 16th season. He's going to his third Super Bowl. It's very difficult to consistently get to the big stage. So, hypotheticals, if Denver should win, do you think Peyton should ride off into the sunset? I mean, what advice would you give him as a coach, Dan?
Well, I tell you, he seems to be having so much fun, and that's the key. People don't realize, in particular a guy like Peyton, how much preparation goes into it. It's not just the games week in and week out. It's the entire off season. You know, they had a terrible ending to their season last year. To lose the way they did last year to Baltimore had to be devastating to them. And to bounce back, that was a tremendous challenge for them now to, you know, to get back to the Super Bowl. I don't know. I mean, it would be great, and everybody would love to, you know, win a world championship and do it like John Elway did and you know, retire after, you know, winning a couple of championships. But, well, I sure hope he doesn't because he's too much fun to watch play.
The great Dan Reeves is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Dan, just a moment ago, you were talking about the impact that Peyton Manning has had, especially with the younger players. It's been amazing to watch how he's been able to you know, form that chemistry and mesh with these new teammates really in a short period of time.
Well, it really is because the passing game is so much time involved in the passing game. But also now with all of the different, you know, types of defenses with the zone blitzes and so forth, you know, when they come after you now, blitzes, there's a lot of adjustments that have to be made. And, you know, to get these receivers on the same page so that you're reading the same thing that they do, he just has done a great job of communicating that with other players and, you know, getting everybody on the same page, which is so important for anybody to be successful offensively.
Dan Reeves joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I did want to bring up and point out our very own Yahoo Sports Radio. Dan Wetzel had a wonderful article this past week on Peyton Manning's journey to the Super Bowl. He talked about his relationship with his father, the recovery process. You hit on that, the neck surgery. It really is amazing the job that not only that Archie Manning has done, but also his mother, Olivia. She doesn't get enough credit, I think.
Well, I agree. You know, it's funny, when Archie was playing with the New Orleans Saints and I was assistant coach for the Dallas Cowboys, we coached the Pro Bowl over in Hawaii, and we're on the same plane with both Connor, Peyton, you know, and Eli, and Archie, and, you know, it was just amazing to see those kids, and they couldn't have been more than, you know, probably, I'd say 6, 8, and 10, something like that. And, you know, I'll never forget that. And now to see that two of them have won Super Bowls You know, Connor, unfortunately, had his career taken away from him with a broken neck. But, you know, what a tremendous family what Archie and Olivia, like you said, have done.
Dan Reeves is with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. And I want to throw this question out here to you, Coach. Do you believe that Peyton Manning, he needs one more ring to define his legacy, or is it already secure and established?
Well, I hear everybody talks so much about you have to do it and you have to, you know, verify that with the Super Bowl wins. I just don't believe it. There's been some great players that, I feel like have been the greatest to, you know, players at their position all the time and yet didn't win a Super Bowl, didn't even get to a Super Bowl. And, I think it's great. But, you know, that's such a team accomplishment. It's not just one individual that is able to, you know, to have that happen. It takes the entire organization coming together, you know, to make those things happen. And I think he's already solidified it. I mean, I know for me, he's going to be, if not the greatest of all time, he's definitely going to be, in the top three.
Dan, you have seen, you've been a part of different eras in football. Offensively, have you ever witnessed one as dominant and as high-powered as the Broncos? They really do seem unstoppable.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, I think in 1966, when Don Meredith was, the quarterback, and I was fortunate to be a part of that team, we kind of changed offense, went to a lot of motions, a lot of different formations, something that Coach Landry did, and we had a tremendous year. Scored an awful lot of points, set the record for, sometime. We were a very good offensive team, but I don't think, we came close to what this football team is right now.
You know, Coach Landry, he really did change things up offensively, and as you were talking about, went to multiple formations, a lot of movement. As a head coach, did Coach Landry, did he allow, Roger Staubach, a chance to change plays at the line of scrimmage?
Well, we had audible situations, not anything close to being what Peyton does. Peyton has revolutionized the way that it's done, by so many teams now of changing the play. And that's what a lot of colleges are doing now when they get up at the line of scrimmage and then they look over at the sideline. It's not the players that are calling it, but they're making the defense commit and then, they're calling the plays from the sideline. So all those things have kind of, come about, and, certainly we didn't have the ability to do those things back, in the days that Roger was a quarterback and Don Meredith and, back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, it is going to be a redemptive opportunity, potentially, for Peyton Manning, but I think the million-dollar question for the Seahawks fans is, how do you stop Manning? And I guess it's just about keeping him on the sideline, right?
Well, that's a good way, and I'm not sure that they certainly, with Marshawn Lynch, if they can run the football, that's going to be the easiest way for them, to do it. I tell you, in watching Wilson in the quarterback position, it reminds me so much of Fran Tarkin, and, the Denver defense is going to have to be really good at keeping him in the pocket and, stopping that running game. That is going to be a key. But the best way to stop their offense, no question, is to keep Peyton on the sideline.
Dan Reeves is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We love hearing from you. We love when you connect with us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. And it's interesting, Coach, you were talking about a little bit earlier as far as the demands of the quarterback position, what goes into it, the physical grind mentally. But what about as far as a head coach, the grind that you go through, as at Denver's head coach, John Fox, he had that aortic heart replacement surgery, and then Gary Kubiak, and even in the NBA, the Charlotte Bobcats head coach Steve Clifford. You know this well. You had quadruple bypass surgery when you were with Atlanta.
Well, it is. I mean, there's no doubt that the way the game is now, in particular, it used to be when the season was over, you had like a month that you could kind of, relax and have a month off before the season started. Now with free agency and so forth, it's made it definitely a 12-month out of year job. And you get very little, little time off or time to kind of recharge your batteries and so forth. So very difficult. It's always been a game that, when your life depends on whether you win or lose, it makes it tough. I'm not saying that, that it's the only way. Every occupation, I think, has tremendous pressure and tremendous things that you have to, worry about. But the stress that you have there, it's no question that, it's definitely a lot of stress, puts an awful lot on you as a coach, and you got to watch it. You got to do things to try to take care of yourself, and and not, you know, burn yourself out. That's the thing that I think coaches have to worry about.
Dan, you were 54 years of age at the time you had your quadruple bypass surgery, and you missed actually a part of the season, the high stress of the job, I'm assuming, that did contribute to that. How are you doing now? I mean, how are you at this point?
Well, I just had my 70th birthday.
Congratulations.
So it's hard to believe that.
That's right, early this week.
Uh-huh. Long ago. But,
happy birthday.
You know, thank you very much. I mean, it's I didn't realize how young 70 was. But I feel great. Everything's going well, and, you know, life's been good.
Well, tell us, what was, as you reflect on those glorious years, you know, coaching the Broncos, the Giants, the Falcons, I mean, what was the biggest challenge for you as a head coach? And what advice, I mean, we got coaches that listen to our show. What advice would you give to the coaches out there? You know, it's all about fighting the clock, but you've got to have some work-life balance.
Well, I think Coach Landry gave me two pieces of advice. He said, be yourself. He said, people pick up on a phony quicker than anything. And he said, always tell the truth. He said, because if you don't tell the truth, how are you going to ever remember what you said? And I think that was great advice. Very difficult, you know, in pro football, you know, to keep those two things in perspective. And, you know, I tried to do that. It was great advice, and I was fortunate enough to be involved in the NFL for 39 years and, you know, loved every minute of it. Wish, you know, I was still involved in it. But, you know, it's a game for young people, and, you know, we got a lot of great coaches and great players out there. It's fun to watch week in and week out.
Well, Coach, you're definitely spot on. It is a game for young folks, coaches and players. After a win, after a big game, how long could you truly savor that and enjoy that and then kind of, you know, decompress and really shut it down and turn it off?
I tell you, about the only one you could would be the last game of the season. You know, if it was the last game of the season, you didn't have to worry about the next week, but you know, and there's only one team at the end of the year that really is happy out of 32, and that's a tough profession. You know, when only one out of 32 goes in off season feeling really good about themselves, it's tough. It's fun, you know, to be able to make a living doing something you played as a kid. Very few people can say that. You know, I was one of the New York Giants with Wellington Mara, who was one of the men who helped start the National Football League, and he had Bob Tisch came in and bought 49% of the club. And, you know, he asked Bob Tisch, he said, why in the world do you want to own 49% of a football team?
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Tisch said, all I want to do is just have about, you know, 10 years of fun. And Wellington Mara said, well, it'll take you 40 years to have 10 years of fun. It's about 1 in 4. So if you look at it, I mean, you look at the guys today. I looked at Champ Bailey.
Yeah.
What, 14 years or 15 years or something, he's been in league, never been to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I remember we had Jackie Smith came to us from the St. Louis Cardinals, one of the greatest tight ends that ever played the game, had never been to a Super Bowl. Never been to the Super Bowl, and just cried like a baby, you know, when we won the championship game and he was going to the Super Bowl. So it's a great accomplishment to get to the Super Bowl, and it's even harder to win it.
You know, Dan, I said in the open you played or coached in a record of 9 Super Bowls. Is there one in particular that stands out that is the most memorable?
Well, certainly when we won it in 1971, we were so happy. I mean, we had knocked on the door in 66, 67, losing to the Green Bay Packers, 68, 69, losing to the Cleveland Browns, getting beat by the Baltimore Colts in the Super Bowl on the last second field goal. To finally win it in 1971, I think every one of us as a player was so happy, but extremely happy for Coach Landry, who had stuck with us and, you know, take us through, you know, all those difficult times.
What is one of your favorite memories and having the opportunity to spend time around Coach Landry and be a part of his system?
Well, 16 years that I was associated with Coach Landry, they were all special. But when I became a player coach in 1970 and through 70, 71, and 72, being a player coach, I learned so much, you know, from him. And then be able to be assistant coach with him for, you know, 9 more years was just extremely special. He was a great man. Taught you how, you know, to be a football coach, but also how to be a human being. And I have been blessed by, you know, being with anybody else for those 16 years than I was with him in the Dallas Cowboys.
The great Dan Reeves has been joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And Coach, happy birthday once again. I know you celebrated that earlier in the week. The Big 7-0, huh?
The Big 7-0.
All right.
Came back, goes by quick.
It sure does. Well, happy 2014, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. And enjoy Super Bowl 48. Who do you think is going to prevail in it all?
Well, I'm on the pick, the offensive team.
Okay.
If you look at it, I think I saw a thing the other day where it's been 15 teams that have led defensively, and they're 12-3. There's been 18 teams that have been there that are the number one offensive team, and they're 10-8.
Ooh.
So, defensive teams are, sticking out there a little bit, but hopefully Peyton will, get the 11th win for the offensive team.
Absolutely. We sincerely appreciate you dropping by Yahoo Sports Radio. Stay well, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, thanks, Alicia. Thank you.
Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter at @eradiosports. We will be right back with much, much more.